So here's the iPhone 8 on Team Talk with the settings of microphone gain at 40%. The iPhone speaker is not checked, nor is the noise cancellation slash echo gain thing. So this is the default sound of the mic. I'm going to walk to the kitchen, turn on the tap or something, give you a bit of sound. Bose SoundLink Mini playing in here. It's quite typical. It's the running tap. So I now switch to the speaker. Or try to. And this is the new, or what I think may be new, voice profile. It's quite clear, it's quite clean, and it focuses primarily on my voice. You can hear the speaker if I put it to it. And it's quite a different sound. It's a lower microphone output. There's that tap. It's quite an ongoing sound, so I don't really think it's going to be able to filter it out in any meaningful way. But it is going to certainly give it the best it can. Now with this profile, of course, I can put the phone to my head and use it in phone mode, which I've now done. So it's sort of the best of both worlds, really, where the sound of the microphone is the way that it would be if I were making an actual phone call. Now, I will go and turn on the echo cancellation option, which is off. And now it's on. And this is basically what I would have expected from previous phones as well. Horrible noise reduction, very obvious, nasty artifacts. To me, not a very nice sound at all. And what I've come to expect from a lot of these high-end smartphone sounds. There is no bass to be spoken of, and the tap. Basically is mainly gone at this point, yes. It's basically gone, the tap is still on, by the way, I'd like to point that out to you, the tap is still running. And you can tell when I point the mic at the tap, but when the mic is facing myself, you barely know it's on. And tap is now off, and the sound is back to what it should be now. There's another state that I need to test this in, of course, which is iPhone speaker back to earpiece and leaving the echo cancellation option on, which is what I've now done. And the auto gain immediately kicks in and does nasty things, but that is to be expected. I also don't have a great deal of bass, and that's the sound we get from that. Quite piercing, quite artifacty, and I don't really want to leave it on too long. Now I'll swipe over to the auto gain. And that's back to the way that I recall it being. And our bass has come back. And lastly again, the fat. So yeah, those are the states that I found so far with the iPhone and testing. And this is the way that I tend to leave mine. So it comes through the earpiece. Yeah, it comes through the earpiece, the sound of it, but it allows me to use the bottom mic without nasty noise reduction, or at least too much of it. Assuming that I have the thing set right. Yeah, because that's on. That's quite nice sounding, though, as we discussed. That's version 2. That's version 1. Oh, it wasn't quite right. Now it's right. I had to do something. I don't know. I toggled that back off and on, and now that's back to the way it was when I first keyed Team Talk in the first place. Is it? I think. I'm going to toggle this again. On. And off. Yeah, it is. Okay, so that's how it was. There was some intermediary state going on for a minute. Very strange. I'm afraid I have no answer for that. But there we go. Little demo for you guys. Informal and Not very clever, but thought it might interest.